Hi there, Jacob. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a very significantly reduced rate here for your very young company. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going great. How about yours, Paul?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. Now, you know, I've got your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking at your website right now. I'm sure, too, that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably pretty likely at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we all go as consumers, and that's the power of this particular listing, especially for a young company like yours. People will not need to already know the name of your business to find you as a top option right on that first page. All they do is go on Google or go on Bing even. They type in junk hauling or debris removal or whatever they might type in. As long as it's in your service area and a service that you provide, our job is to make sure that your company pops up on the first page. Now, of course, the companies that are on that first page get more phone calls. They have more opportunities. They ultimately take on more work. And they're not on that first page because they've been doing it longer than you have, or because they have a bigger company, or because they do a better job than you can do. They're simply on that first page because they've got more content online relating to that particular search in that area than their competitors have. So our job would be to create that content. I mean, it's almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public and unknown. All of them, though, are equally important, equally weighted by Google. And, of course, all of that content will be talking about your services and your service area. Not only, you know, people in that area typing in those keyword services, and your company pops up. You know, whether it's a Yelp listing, a fully optimized Facebook page, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, or the dozens and dozens of other destinations and directories that are not as well known to the public. I'm talking about things like Rated All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu, Foursquare, Opendi, Point.com, Solio. I mean, no one's ever heard of most of those directories. In fact, most so-called SEO companies don't know to create that content. But because we are Google Premier partners, like I said, we know that all of those directories are equally important. A lot of times it's the content that no one else has that will have you outranking your competitors and popping up on that first page, the stuff that no one's ever heard of. Now, of course, you've got that great-looking website. We can promote that website as is. It does meet Google's criteria for ranking well, which at this point requires just the two things. I mean, it only has to be mobile-optimized, reformatting, stacking on itself through a smaller screen like a tablet, or more likely a smartphone, and of course your website is mobile optimized, and it has to be a secure website, HTTPS. The S actually does mean secure, which is important, especially when there's a contact form and people can put in personal information. So your website does meet what Google requires for a website that can potentially rank well, as long as it has the right optimization. And like I said, we can promote your website, and promoting your website is exactly what it needs. It needs to have the off-page optimization be linked to the content that Google indexes. I did notice that you already do have a Facebook page. Like I said, Facebook is one of the almost 70 directories that Google indexes. So if you didn't already have one, we would have created one for you. Now, as far as pricing goes, you qualify for a reduced rate as a young company. The new in business rate is actually the lowest rate that we offer to the public. Actually, by far, it's a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. And it is a month-to-month service. That being said, as long as you choose to use the service, that reduced pricing does stay with you. So it's quite significant. And, of course, with the calls coming directly to you, you're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. You do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's still that exact flat rate. Now, like I said, 50% off the normal cost of the service actually does save you $300 every single month, and it brings your rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299. Now, that's going to include paid ads to get you found quickly throughout your entire service area. You're servicing kind of the, at least the southern part of the Metroplex there. So you've got a lot of competition. Our job is to make sure that you stand out ahead of your competitors. Now, it is a month-to-month service, and that being said, with that fixed flat rate, is that something that you would want for your company to be on that first page and get those direct phone calls?
Yeah, absolutely. And that makes the ROI, that'll raise the ROI up quite a bit.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, the return on investment is always the most important part of the ROI equation. It's the money that you're making back from the investment part, the money that you're investing. And of course, it does make it a lot easier to see that ROI and a lot easier to do that advertising when the investment portion is a little bit more reasonable. And like I said, we do try to make it affordable for young companies. Although there is no long-term contract, we do know that our clients stay with it long-term. So that that reduced rate, while it is kind of a promotional rate for a new business, it's not an introductory rate. It's not ever going to balloon up on you later on. It really is more of an assistance program just to make it more affordable for younger businesses. Of course, you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds awesome. I have a couple questions, actually. So,
sure.
As far as all these platforms, like you said, you have 70-plus platforms.
Right.
Y'all make and connect my website to them, or...
Yeah, your website will be backlinked and cross-referenced on all of that content, and that's the content that gets indexed as soon as someone does a keyword search. That's what the search engine does. It searches for relevant content, and SEO, or search engine optimization, means that you're optimized for that search engine. Now, because we are Google partners, we are in the conversation with Google as they make those changes to their local map algorithm. And they do make changes all the time. Big changes come frequently enough, and smaller changes even more frequently. Sometimes they want us to create new directories. Other times they want us to not create certain directories that we had in the past historically created. So we'll always be in that conversation and ahead of the curve to keep you right on that first page and get your phone ringing.
Okay, and what was the name of your company again?
Yeah, we're Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. In fact, let me do this real quick here. There's a drop-down box. This is actually an SMS message sent through the computer, but it works the same way as a text message does. I'm sending you a link to our pricing page. LocalSplash.com is our website. LocalSplash.com/SEO packages. That's the pricing page there. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Jacob, are you able to see that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So like I said, you are going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. One of the other things that you can do with your tracking system is monitor your reviews. Of course, you are going to have reviews. We are creating almost 70 different platforms. So your reviews, and most of them, not all of them, but most of them do allow someone to write a review. So you'll have reviews on Google, Bing, Yelp, Foursquare, wherever those reviews originally populate, they also will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So from one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews, or have us respond to those reviews for you, kind of maintain and manage your online reputation. Now, we have been around since 2004. We're coming up very quickly here on our 18-year anniversary. Of course, that's a long time for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the first page, that is a long time. And we've got a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It's a month-to-month service, so we have to keep your phone ringing, keep sending you that work that you're looking for you to be a satisfied client and for us to keep you on board here. Now, we are a Google partner, in fact. We've been part of the partnership program basically from the beginning. It's been almost 6 years ago that Google started partnering up with SEO and digital marketing firms to provide professional management of these types of services. That very colorful and recognizable Google G, that is not just copy and pasted off of the internet, Jacob. That's our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. You can click right on that box. It does go directly to Google.com. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. And like I said, that's very important. In fact, anyone who says they can keep you on that first page really does need to be a Google partner because of the changes that Google makes. We have to be on that conversation to make sure that we're ahead of the curve and making those changes to keep you listed on the first page. Now, if you scroll below that, we're looking at SEO packages. We're talking about a 50% reduction in the cost of the Platinum package. I think for your business, this would be ideal for you. There are some other bells and whistles off of the Platinum Premier package that I can include, like Amazon Alexa, Google Home. What really does drive up the cost of the Platinum Premier package is the Google ads, the paid ads, what most people call AdWords or pay-per-click. Now, we can include those, although they're a bit pricey. So for this, covering your entire service area, you get Facebook paid ads. They work a little bit differently than Google, obviously. On Google, people have to be going in and typing in something specific that they're looking for. With Facebook, your ads will be part of someone's live stream if they're in your area. Cost you nothing if they don't click on your ad. Cost 20 or 22 cents when they do click on your ad. So it ends up being, you know, the extra $100 going towards the Platinum package here for the Facebook ads. We could do a pro package for you. 50% off of that would be $199. 50% off the Platinum package is $299. So that extra $100 goes directly towards the Facebook ads. So it's definitely cost effective. It'll cover the entire month and your entire service area and get you more opportunities. Now, like I said, it is going to be that 50% reduction in the cost of the service. You can see there's a $299 setup fee that goes across the board. That's for the SEO content creation, the almost 70 directories that are necessary to keep you on that first page. So even the most basic package has that setup fee. What I'll do here, though, I wanted to ask you real quick, because there's a promo code, if I can find it. There it is. There's a promo code in our system that I'm adding here. It's not specifically for the Angies or Home Advisor, and you know, of course, Tara did attach that link here, but it's for someone who is paying for advertising dollars elsewhere, or even has recently paid advertising dollars elsewhere. Are you still using that Angie Leads? Are you paying for leads right now?
I actually just signed up for it yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Morning.
So it's brand new. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, hey, that's great. I mean, it is, it's a very well-made lead-based service. Of course, the downside to a lead-based service, especially when it's a shared lead system, as is, you know, HomeAdvisor, Angie's, or Thumbtack, Networks, CraftJack, they're all about the same. It just varies a little bit on how many of your competitors get that lead. But with all of them, and with HomeAdvisor, it's usually about 5 to even up to 8 of your competitors will pay for and get the exact same lead that you're getting. So with that, obviously, you're kind of in a bidding war with your competition. You're usually dealing with a potential customer who's expecting several bids and several phone calls. They might be looking for the cheapest guy. Sometimes, unfortunately, they're just looking for an estimate or two, trying to budget for a project in the future, not even really knowing that business owners come out of pocket to pay for that lead right then and there. But it is a well-made lead service, meaning that they'll be very proficient in sending you leads. Of course, you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. But what I can do here for you, and like I said, it's not specifically for the Home Advisor or Angie Leads, but because you are paying for advertising dollars elsewhere, and because I want to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can, I might normally take 25, 30, sometimes even 50% off of the setup fee. but because I know that you probably came out of pocket maybe for an annual membership fee, maybe it was just a quarterly membership fee, but I know that you've already paid just to be involved with that service, and then of course the real expense comes when you start paying for those leads. The one thing that I hear business owners complain about is that, you know, there's a kind of a sliding scale with the leads. You are definitely going to be more likely to pay more if it looks like it's going to be a bigger job. You're not necessarily more likely to get that bigger job, but you are more likely to pay more for the lead for it. So sometimes it can be hard to budget for. Of course, it depends on how many leads you get and how much each lead costs. With us, part of the benefit to having that fixed flat rate is you know exactly when it bills and how much it bills for. But of course, the real benefit is whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's that same fixed flat rate. But like I said, I kind of know how expensive that service can be. I want to take 66% or, you know, two-thirds off of your setup fee. Instead of a $299 setup fee, you'll take $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. And of course, that does only attach to just the first month. And then every month after that, it's that fixed flat rate of the $299.
Okay. Now, you said on the Facebook deal, so when someone clicks on my page, I have to pay money?
Well, no. I mean, if someone clicks on not your Facebook page itself, but an ad for the services that you provide. So, I mean, you've already got a Facebook page. You're not going to start getting charged every time someone clicks on your Facebook page or anything like that. But we'll run paid ads, you know, for, you know, junk remover, debris hauling, something like that. So people who wouldn't normally have access to your Facebook page or know anything about you or might not even know about your business, might not even really be thinking that they need debris hauling or junk removal, when they see an ad for your business on their live stream, if they click on that ad, then it's like 20 or 22 cents. But that is included in the $2.99. So that is not going to be above and beyond that $2.99. The $2.99 is an exact amount. It's a fixed flat rate.
Gotcha. I would say, I didn't know Angie's List was when you accepted a deal that you got to pay whatever it is they're asking, even though you don't get the job. I was like, what?
Well,
I found that out.
Yeah. I mean, at least you found out quick. And it's kind of interesting that this was a debris hauler as well. It'll always stay in my mind. It was about 7 months ago. He was in Atlanta and he was doing junk hauling too. And he was telling me, I just want the big job. You know, if it's just like a refrigerator or something like that, I don't want it. I want the bigger, like complete yard storage, clean out, whatever it is. He was looking for bigger jobs. So he's like, I'm clicking on every lead that I'm getting just to see if it's a big job. If it's not, I'm just going right past it and moving on to the next one. And he's telling me, you know, they told me I only get charged when it is a job that I do. And I'm like, well, that would be the exception to the rule that I've heard over many years from at least 100 business owners. He says, hang on, let me put you on hold for 1 second. He puts me on hold for about 5 minutes, really. But then he comes back and he says, they took almost $1,200 out of my account over the weekend. And I'm like, yeah, that's what happens. You know, you get charged, you know, whether you, if you decide to call them or not, if you call them and they don't answer, if you call them and they say, hey, I already scheduled with someone else, stop calling me, you know, you are going to get charged for that lead. And then unfortunately, the next thing you will want to do, of course, is to call Angie's and say, look, they hung up on me. They didn't answer when I called. You know, and you're charging me $40 for that lead. And they'll say, oh, okay, you know, we're going to credit you back a lead. They won't ever give you your money back, but they'll say, we'll give you a lead of equal value. But then I've heard business owners say, you know, I did that a few times and they told me that I'm not eligible for any more credit. So then you start getting stuck for that and it doesn't stop happening. But, you know, I mean, you know, obviously it's where a lot of consumers go because Angie's advertises heavily. They advertise on TV. They advertise on Google. I mean, historically, and it's been, like I said, you know, maybe 7 months that it's been Angie Leads, kind of the combination of Home Advisor and Angie's List. But prior to that, it was Home Advisor. And historically, and even to this day, whether you call it Angie Leads or Home Advisor, they do spend between $2 and $3 million every single month on Google paid advertising. You know, that's part of the platinum package. So Google ads are pretty pricey, but a $2 million ad budget, that does cover the country and all the industries that they generate leads for, but they make that money back hand over fist sometimes with their business model of kind of capturing leads and then flipping them. You know, they sell and resell the same lead to businesses and their competitors. What our service does, it puts the power of Google to work directly for you. People do not need to go through Angie Leads, and not everyone does use Angie's, but pretty much everyone uses Google. If they're not using Google, they're using Bing, the other major search engine, and you'll be listed there as well. So, you know, I'm not saying that you have to stop using the Angie's. It's good that you haven't spent a lot of money already, because even my clients that have experience and success with their lead-based service, it's, you know, sometimes Angie's, but it's more often like Thumbtack when they say, yeah, I'm doing great, you know, I've got a pretty good conversion rate. Even my clients that have success with their lead service and experience, they still prefer to have direct phone calls, you know, and they're more than happy to scale back on paying for those leads once we get their phone ringing. So you'll probably end up doing what a lot of my clients do, which is just to, you know, keep your leads paused more often. Some of my clients keep their leads paused all the time. Others will cap their leads at a lower amount or even shut their lead-based service off altogether and just let their phone ring. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are listed on that first page. I mean, it's kind of that old football adage, Jacob. You know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. And, of course, in this case, the playing field is the first page of Google. And, you know, I'm not saying you're the worst. You could be the best. But until we get you on that first page, that's where most consumers start and stop their searches. Most people don't go past the first page. So until we get you on that first page, it's hard to win. Even though you've got a great website, and a website is a fantastic conversion tool. It lets people know that you do provide the service that they're looking for. They can learn all about your company. But a website's only as powerful as the number of eyes that can see it. Right now, your website's kind of like a digital business card. You have to tell people the name of your company, the name of your website domain. They have to be looking for you specifically to find it. It's a little bit like a billboard on a dirt road. I mean, if people aren't finding it on their own, it's not really helping you much. So our job is to move that website, move your company right on that first page where people are definitely going to see it because that's where they're looking. But even as a young company, you know, and a little bit of a smaller company, I mean, congratulations on running two separate crews. You know, it looks like you've got four guys including you. Even as a smaller, younger company, you can out-compete. You can beat out the bigger, more established company as long as you're on that first page. You can get those phone calls. So I think this is going to be great for you, especially on a month-to-month basis. You'll have the tracking and the reporting. You can even run it side-by-side with the Angie Leads. But like I said, once your phone is ringing and it's that flat rate, you know, you're not having to deal with people that are saying things like, well, you know, I'm hoping to maybe get a lower bid, so maybe I'll call you back at the end of the week or that type of thing. Or they might even say something like, you know, they might say, Jacob, I like you the best. I've talked to four other guys. I think I want to hire you, but give me a couple of months to save up for it. And you're like, wow, whoa, you know.
I'm telling you, the four leads that I got yesterday were two were refrigerator, one was washer and dryer, and I'm like, okay, you know, I'll charge you $100. And like, oh, well, the lead's $40. You got to pay it now. And I'm like, well, like, they haven't called me back.
Right.
I mean, I cheaply bidded it. And it's like, they haven't called me back. Like, I got to pay this even if I don't get it? What?
And
so
you
it's
know
like, I paid the monthly subscription
and
or
then
the yearly
on top
subscription.
Of it. Right.
Yeah, I just paid $300 on these four leads. Like, what the hell? Like,
right,
crap.
Right. You know, for a young company and a smaller company, I mean, sometimes the lead fees just add up too quickly before you're making any money back. I mean, it's usually the companies that are, unfortunately, bigger companies with deeper pockets that can absorb the conversion rate, you know, absorb kind of the bad leads. Boy, that reminds me of another story real quick. I just have to tell you. I talked to a roofing company. I can't remember how many years ago because it was probably like 6 years ago, something like that, but I'll never forget mm-hmm. it. You know, obviously as a roofer doing like, you know, multi-$1,000 jobs, $20,000-$30,000 jobs every time, but he was paying, and this I remember, it was $180 for a repair lead and $240 for a re-roof lead. So you can imagine that was adding up pretty quickly. But he kept thinking, one more lead, it's going to turn into a job eventually. He was $9,000 in debt to Home Advisor, as it was called back then. Same company that's now Angie Leads. Home Advisor partnered with Angie. In fact, your profile is Home Advisor powered by Angie. It's homeadvisor.com/rated.hollowaytoday.com and then a bunch of numbers in HTML. That's what your profile page domain is. So, you know, he was $9,000 in debt, and he's just like, I can't do it anymore. You know, the next lead's going to be, you know, $180 or $240. And at that point, he said enough was too much already. And, you know, obviously he signed up with us, and he's happy that he did. I'd have to check and see. I don't remember the name of it, though, if he's still a client of ours. That was 6 years ago. I've been with the company myself for over 9 years. April 17th was my 9-year anniversary. I do have clients that have been with us from the very beginning, as long as I have. But as a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, you know, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. One of our bigger clients, and you're probably familiar with them, they've got almost 1,500 individual self-storage locations. It's Extra Space Storage. They started with us in early summer of 2008 when they only had a handful of self-storage locations. Now, like I said, they're almost up to 1,500. You know, I'm not trying to tell you you're going to have multiple locations or that you'll keep hiring guys and add more crews, but if all you do with your current workforce and equipment is kind of scale back on paying for leads and let your phone ring and answer the phone, I think that's going to help you in the long run to be a successful company, maybe even grow your business over time.
Definitely. Well, you're awesome. Thank you for explaining everything to me, and I'm down to definitely give it a shot.
Is it Hall-Away Today? That's how you want the company to be branded? Okay, and that's how I do see it on that Facebook page. And then the phone number that we are speaking on, now, is this not just the best number for your customers to call? I mean, I'm sure it is. I see that on the Facebook page. But is it also the best number for us to use to reach you, to call you regarding the account? Okay. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message
it
on
is.
That? Okay, perfect. Now,
yes,
when we contact you, sometimes we'll call you, sometimes we'll text you, you know, for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. I did see tosstheclutter@hall-away.com. Is that a good email address for you?
It should be hall-away today.com.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I see. That's just not what I said. Okay. I think I better start sipping on this cup of coffee I've got in front of me here.
Yeah,
that's what I see, and I just copied it off of the Facebook page, so it is accurate. And then, Jacob, what is your last name?
Humphreys.
Is that
H-U-M-P-H-R-E-Y-S? R-E-Y-S, correct.
Okay, gotcha. And Mr. Humphreys, when we contact you, like I said, phone, text, and email, do you have a preference, any of those, all of those?
I mean, if you're wanting instant, you know, to get a hold of me, you can call me.
Okay.
If I don't answer, text me, and then, you know, email. I'll check my email
Perfect.
All the time. It's just, it's more whenever I'm sitting down, not when I'm driving or whatnot.
Yeah, of course. So I've got that as phone or text preferred. There's going to be a little bit of redundancy built into it. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. And especially for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. I did also want to ask you about, well, correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based, so you always go out to the property that you got to the customer to do the job. No one ever does come to you. There's not a physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, right?
No, correct.
Okay,
correct.
Because the Angie's does have the 8825 Deborah Drive, 76009.
Yes.
Is that a residence?
And I don't know. Yeah, that's my residence. So I told them, you know, that's the reason why I only put Alvarado, because there's no reason for someone to know where I live.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, oh, this is only for our benefit. It won't be on any of your stuff. I'm like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, wow. It's right on your profile page. It's like the second or third thing someone's going to see when they see your profile page. Well, the reason that I'm asking, and Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home, and even if that were, say, a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, since customers don't come to you, Google does not want to list any physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there any more than you do, especially if it's your home, and, you know, since you'll be out in the field most of the day, you're just going to be listed city and state, not any zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Well, Mr. Humphreys, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I'll do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at our client interview calendar. That's where we schedule the follow-up call with our technician, kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, verify information off of your website, information that I have, you know, kind of make sure that we know the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So we would take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. What I'll do now and what is required of us as Google partners is to read what's called a voice verification. Jacob, it gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing both the subscription cost as well as that one-time setup fee. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am actually required to read it before I can ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Jacob, give me just a second here, Mr. Humphreys, to get that set up. Okay. Jacob, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jacob, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Haul Dash Away Today.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And Mr. Humphreys, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jacob Humphreys, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And then, Jacob, as the owner of Haul Dash Away Today, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Jacob, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Humphreys, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Jacob, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are able to pick up the phone and call you directly. We do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jacob, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, perfect. It's always a bit of a concern for me when I call my client and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail, or worse still, it goes to mailbox full or not set up. I mean, it's a concern not because I have to call them back. Obviously, I'll call them back. That's my client. But I know that if I were a potential customer trying to call them and I get mailbox not set up, I'd be much more likely to call someone else than I would be to try to call back. So we don't want you to miss opportunities, but I think as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it's month to month. We are already aware of the Angie leads. We're aware that you have a Facebook page. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, Jacob, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Jacob, we ask that you at least let us know. Mr. Humphreys, that's fair enough, right?
Absolutely. If y'all want, you know, have any suggestions to critique what I already have set up, I set up my website and my account myself. So, and I'm no web advisor. So,
that's completely understandable. Yeah, no, I definitely understand. You know, and I've looked at websites all day, every day for so many years. And you know, your website is, you know, it's got content on there. People can, you know, see information about your company. They can contact you directly. For sure, your website's not the best. It's definitely not the worst, but we can take a look at some of the things that you've already done out there. In fact, we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And of course, we will make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, with it being a month-to-month service, with me reducing both the subscription cost as well as the setup fee, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 4th of August, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 4th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $299.00. And again, Jacob, that $299 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, my company will also incur the hard costs of running the paid Facebook ads on behalf of your business. Now, we offer the services completely at will, month to month, no contract. Of course, that means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. You can even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Humphreys, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Jacob, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Humphreys, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And, Jacob, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
I have a Visa.
And is it your name on that card, the business name,
correct,
or both? Is it first and last, or any middle initial there?
Yeah. First and last.
Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. Jacob, I'm ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 4342-5801.
Yes, sir.
6238-3939.
Okay. All right. And then the expiration month and year?
0624.
06 of 2024, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
386.
386. I've got 386, 386 on the back, June or 06 of 2024 for the expiration date. And then, Mr. Humphreys, was the card itself 4342, 5801, 6238,
3939? Yes, sir.
Okay. Does that bill at the home address, the 8825 Deborah Drive, 76009?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Mr. Humphreys, in about a minute here, you'll receive through our automated system a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. Jacob, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you'll receive all of that information in about a minute here through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Since our emails are sent through our automated system every couple of minutes in bulk, you might even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please do just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. The first available would be at 11 o'clock today. There is also as late as 6, and with just a couple of exceptions, looks like there's almost one spot for every hour in between. Did you want something as early as 11, as late as 6, or somewhere in the middle there?
I actually got a job at 11, so if
okay.
We could do maybe around 4.
Let me check. So 4 o'clock is the one spot that we don't have, and also
okay.
1 o'clock. But there is a 3 mm-hmm. o'clock, and there is a 5 o'clock. And like I said, the call would probably...
That's for 3.
For 3? Okay. The call's mm-hmm. going to get to you maybe a few minutes after 3, 10, 15 minutes okay. after 3, take about 25, 30 minutes. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes half that time. So it'll be scheduled from 3 o'clock until 4. At 2 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled for 3. I'm going to also send you in just a second here a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say, and there's no problem if you do, but it's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
I did.
You did. So if you open up the email, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, that's hyperlinked, and it goes right to where the text message would automatically go, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll provide, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Jacob, is that what you see?
All right, you see, Lockman, she said, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yeah, if you click on the blue okay. click here, And then it opens up the local splash terms of experience. Now, this is everything that we went over in the voice verification. So, again, we're going to optimize your Google business profile. We'll also mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different destinations and directories. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box, and then in the longer box below it, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we want you to either copy and paste or type in your first and last name. So it is case sensitive, appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got Jacob Humphreys in that box, just click the confirm signature box below it. Now, Mr. Humphreys, that actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's that fixed flat rate, that we've reduce both the subscription costs and the setup fee, that it's a month-to-month service. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it gives us a chance to get a head start on your account even before we do that client interview. Now, it will let you know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I have that.
Okay. I can give you the username. The password's not actually been created yet, and in truth, you don't have to worry about that just now. It's just the automated system thinking both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it. So it's asking you for a username and a password. I think at this point, if you were able to put in a password, it would give you an error message that your tracking system is not up and running yet. Of course, we have to do the client interview first, create that content for there to be something to track. But in the next day or so, once your tracking system is active, you'll get the username and a default password to access your tracking system, and then you can change that default password if you like. A lot of people don't. But I can give you the username. The username is not something you can change, but it is easy for you to remember. It is simply your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Just 682-228-0624. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please include either your username or your phone number. In this case, they're basically the same thing, and that way we can easily forward the information to the right department. When they do the client interview in that 3 o'clock hour today, they'll give you the photos at localsplash.com. If you want to jot that down too, it's P-H-O-T-O-S, plural at the end, photos@localsplash.com. That's for the photos team directly. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call. But I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get that website where more people can see it. Get your phone ringing directly. And if we can help you to scale back or even stop paying for those leads, I think that's good for you. It makes me feel good too, especially, you know, like I said, I've talked to business owners who, not just that guy, I've talked to business owners, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 in debt. That's the one that stands out. $9,000, that poor roofer. I've talked to guys that said I had to cancel my card because they're still trying to charge me, things like that. So, I mean, if we can help you to not have to go too far down that rabbit hole, just get your phone ringing, I think that's something that that's good for you. But it makes me feel pretty good, too. So, looking forward to getting this going and earning your business just 1 month at a time. Jacob, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. Like I said, you'll get the reminder email at 2 that the call itself is scheduled at 3, and that call will be in the first part of that 3 o'clock to 4 hour, take about a half hour. But other than that, you have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks again.
Awesome. Yes, sir. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Jacob. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.